Hour number three, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. We're out here in Las Vegas, circa Las Vegas at Stadium Swim. NASCAR is out at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway coming up this weekend, but October 17th through the 19th, that is next weekend, they will be at the Talladega Super Speedway, the Yellowwood 500 weekend. And we say hello now to Brian Crichton. He is the president at the Talladega Super Speedway and always enjoy our conversations with him. Cannot wait for Talladega coming up next weekend. Brian, how you doing?
Man, I am doing fantastic. It's beautiful here at Talladega. But if I couldn't be here, I'd like to be where you guys are out there in Vegas.
Yeah, it's beautiful out here. It's like 75 degrees sitting by the pool. So we certainly have no complaints. But I know you all are excited for another great weekend, a playoff weekend with all three series, the Craftsman Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and, of course, the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs as well. It's going to be a fantastic weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Playoffs, playoffs, playoffs. We got three great days of playoffs, as you mentioned, Friday. We're going to kick it off with the Craftsman Truck Series. Saturday, we got Xfinity Series playoff race. We also have Cup qualifying on Saturday, so that's a great day to come out. And then the big round of eight, second race in the round of eight, the Yellowwood 500 NASCAR Cup Series. It's going to be a big one.
Brian Crichton is on with us now. Also, the thing that I've been really pushing when talking about this is you get your tickets, but you need to add the Talladega Garage Experience presented by Cool Ray. I've actually done this before because you can go to the Cup Series garage viewing bays. You get Q&A sessions with drivers and crew chiefs, victory lane photos, and you know you get to be down in the mix of everything, which is really cool.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You really immerse yourself into the sport. You're able to walk into the garage buildings. You walk in one side. The race cars and the teams come in the other side. The only thing that separates you is about a four-foot-high fence and about 5 feet off of the nose of the car. So you see the drivers, hear the drivers. They sign autographs. They talk to you. You know, you mentioned all the other great things that we have in there. A couple more things. We have value price concessions. So $2 bottles of water, $2 Coke products, $2 hot dogs, $4 pounder beers, and $6 chicken finger and fry platters. It's the place to be. And we're also bringing, believe it or not, this is the 25th anniversary of Dale Earnhardt Sr.'s win here at Talladega, unfortunately his last win. And we'll actually have that car, the three car that came back from 18 places down in four laps, to win that race and get him $1 million bonus. It'll be on display inside of Talladega Garage Experience all weekend.
It was that same race he and Junior were kind of back and forth for a little bit, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And then Kenny Wallace in the 55 car, yep, ended up pushing him, you know, from that 18th place, you know, all the way up to win that thing. So it was an awesome race, one of the best finishes in Talladega and NASCAR history.
Brian Crichton is with us, the president of the Talladega Super Speedway.
Brian, it's just a great weekend because a lot of friends are going down to watch Alabama play Saturday, then they're going up to Talladega on Sunday. And I love the fact that this race, I remember it used to be, what, April, July, and now it's in October. How much fun is it having this race, like, in the middle of October and in the middle of a chase with, you know, we're getting down to the final races here of the season. But this is great for the fans, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So last year we were in the round of 12. We were that middle race in the round of 12. Now in that round of 8, if you win at Talladega and you're a playoff driver, you're automatically in the championship at Phoenix just 2 weeks after our race weekend. So it ramps it up. It makes that win so much more important. So it's going to be a great weekend. You know, as you mentioned, in the state of Alabama, you know, obviously Tennessee coming down the third Saturday of October is always big. Missouri's going to be down at Auburn on the Plains. And then Talladega. So we've got a bunch of people that are traveling for the football games and then coming out to Talladega to round out the weekend. We also have a tremendous college program where we have free camping. We're going to have a giant screen on a trailer that's going to come in and show football all day long on Saturday for all of our college students. It's going to be a big time at Talladega.
I'm telling you, I'd be like a porch cat there. You know, I would not leave. I'd just go and stay there and not leave. How much – I always like asking you this, and guys who run these events, how much sleep will you get next week? Will you get any?
I'll get a little bit here and there. You know, I'll have a RV inside the infield there. Kind of find a little quiet corner so I can grab a little bit of sleep. But no, I'm here right here on property, and you know, it's just this is what we work for all year long, and so the adrenaline's pumping. I'll be out at the rodeo on Friday night. Yep, we're gonna have a rodeo inside of our infield on Friday night.
Awesome.
I'll be at the Whiskey Myers concert on Saturday night. I'll walk the boulevards. I'll be everywhere. It's just, you know, this is what gets me excited. This is what, you know, welcoming back all the fans, you know. So, yep, you're right. I won't get a whole lot of sleep, but I'll get an hour here or there.
Good. Well, one of the cool things about NASCAR, and I work a lot with the Nashville Super Speedway in their race weekend, is the buy-in of the drivers and how excited, you know, they are to come to the track, and it's not just a race. They enjoy the city. They do the same with Talladega. They, you know, you hear Clint Bowyer always talked about going out on the boulevard and having fun, and you know, now you got some of the drivers that do the same. That to me is, Brian, is so important for you guys. Is they're not just showing up to race, they're showing up for the whole weekend and having a great time.
Yeah, you're right. We'll see a bunch of them out on the boulevard. You know, Noah Gregson, Carson Hocevar, they're always Talladega Boulevard regulars out there having a little bit of fun. Whiskey Myers is great friends with a bunch of the different drivers. So Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, you know, the list goes on. So they'll be out at the concert too. You know, it's when they're out there in Vegas this weekend, they'll take in the Vegas sites. When they're here at Talladega, they take in the Talladega infield sites because it's so iconic and it's so much fun. And, you know, just like kind of in Vegas, well, you know, what you see on Talladega Boulevard stays on Talladega Boulevard.
You know what I love about Talladega? I mean, the history of that place. I know Eric Church did the song about him and everything else going on, but just the history, because it's not really changed that much. It's still a wonderful, amazing track like it would be in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. I'll never forget Bobby Hamilton went in there 20-something years ago and doing all that. That race is very important to a lot of people in Middle Tennessee just because you're close to us. I know we have the National Super Speedway, but Talladega means a lot. And I'm sure you've talked to people who say Talladega does mean that to them.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We, you know, I call it kind of the largest unofficial family reunion because they might not be related by blood, but they're related by Talladega, and they just keep coming back and seeing their friends again and again and again. It is just, it's a special place to be. It is core. It is authentic. You know, we let the party happen on Talladega Boulevard. We do upgrades like the Talladega Garage Experience, that $50 million renovation, because, you know, you got to stay up with all the guests, you know, amenities and enhancements, but we want to stay core, we want to stay true, we want to stay authentic and traditional at Talladega.
Brian, you know, I've had you on the show the last few years a few times, and we've done these conversations. Before that, I got to spend a lot of time talking to Grant Lynch, and unfortunately he passed away a week or so ago. I know he meant so much to Talladega and to NASCAR.
Yeah, Grant, you know, Grant was the chairman here for over half of the existence of Talladega Super Speedway when he retired. So his traditions that he started here, the things that make Talladega Super Speedway so great, they've got Grant Lynch fingerprints all over them. I was, one of my mentors. He helped me along. He helped me to, you know, into the position that I'm in. A bunch of other employees here as well, and so we always continue to carry on that tradition. It was a sad day when we heard he passed away, but his memory and his spirit will forever live on here at Talladega.
Well, and I know he'll be looking down coming up next weekend, the Yellowwood 500 weekend. If you don't have your tickets, TalladegaSuperspeedway.com or 877-GO-TO-DEGA. And also add on that Talladega Garage Experience presented by Cool Ray. Brian, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for doing this, and we're looking forward to next weekend.
Chase, Joe, thank you so much, and enjoy that time out there in Vegas. And remember, put your winnings in your right pocket, and then just don't spend those once you walk away from the table.
Love it.
That is great advice. Thank you so much.
All right, guys.
Have a good one. Brian Crichton joining us, president of Talladega Super Speedway. And again, TalladegaSuperspeedway.com. 877-GO-TO-DEGA. Let's see who is paying attention. You want to win a four-pack of tickets to that race at the Talladega Super Speedway, the Yellowwood 500. All you have to do, if you were paying attention, whose car is going to be on display? He talked about it in the interview. Whose car, race-winning car, is going to be on display next weekend at the Yellowwood 500. It's an anniversary of that win. That's the only hint I'm going to give you. You had to be paying attention. Whose car is it going to be? First person to answer that will win a four-pack of tickets to the Yellowwood 500 NASCAR Cup Series Round of Eight Playoffs race at Talladega next weekend, October 19th. All you got to do is call 615-737-1025. We're live in Las Vegas. Oh, that was a little Trumpy.
We're in Las Vegas.
We're having a good time. We'll continue coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. We're at Circa Las Vegas at Stadium Swim. D-Mace is going to be broadcasting from here, too. Yeah, Willie and Adam haven't returned any of my calls or texts, so I guess they're mad at me on that. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Love the inside jokes.
Yeah, you know, we are an inside joke. That's what this show is.
But everybody's in on it.
Exactly.
Right?
Hans, Harris, Key, Sly, Oliver, all out for the Titans. J.C. Latham will be in on Sunday. Predators win last night 2-1 against the Columbus Blue Jackets and start the season 1-0.
Well, we talked yesterday. Treat that game as it was game 7 for the Predators. And we had Robbie Stanley on earlier about just the relief in the locker room and from the head coach about, all right, not this year. No questions about when did you get your first win. It's eerily similar to what the Titans are going through. But for the Predators, getting that win, getting that talk done with, last year's over and done with, now you're 1-0. From all indication, I did not see the game, just read the recaps and talking to people, but UC Saros evidently had a heck of a game last night.
Yes, he did. 37 saves on 38 shots in the 2-1 win. Saros, many, many ways, stole the game.
Yes, he did.
For them.
I mean, that is – he's got to play elite, right? Everybody we've talked to, Willie and Robbie and Pete and everybody, he's got to be elite. Saros has to be elite. And so, look, that solves a lot of problems, right, when he's elite.
It does.
Well done. Speaking of elite, Saros was elite.
He was. He's so
– Live at Circa Las Vegas. Dr. Crane, are we still streaming?
Yep, we're still streaming.
We sure are.
How's that shot looking?
Right now I see a beautiful pool chair, so that's all I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I get yelled at by you. Anyway, here's the deal. The sun's coming in. It's pretty hot inside our little cabana here, and my computer would be fried, so I don't want to do that. So I've moved it. Maybe that's better.
Dr. Crane, how are you?
I'm great, guys. I can't complain.
Is that a better view, Dr. Crane, now? On the
Absolutely
screen?
Beautiful. See the sunshine.
By the way, we're streaming everywhere on Twitter, Twitch,
YouTube. We're on YouTube.
We're on MySpace.
We are. We're on Zenga. Those things. I don't even – I was going to make a point. I don't know how great of a point it was, but I was going to make one, and I'm just gone. I'm lost. I'm in Vegas mode. So Michael Bunting scored the first goal of the season for the Predators. If you had that on your bingo card, then good for you.
He's the guy that came over for the Penguins last year.
Look, I like that move. I think a lot of people towards the end of the year were kind of like, all right, I see what Barry Trotz was looking at by acquiring him. Eric Halla with the assist. So they put the Preds on the board first. And then Ryan O'Reilly, power play goal from Forsberg and Yossi. Those are names you want to look and see on the score sheet a lot.
Yes, and I had a good point I was going to make. Oh, by the way, we talk all the time about you can't win the Stanley Cup in October, but you sure as hell could lose it in October. So starting out 1-0 with the Nashville Predators last night, I heard the crowd was electric, a lot of fun. Do it again Saturday night when Utah comes to town. Let it happen. Get out to 2-0. Hit the road trip feeling good about yourself. Anything can happen. As we've said before, there's a lot of talent on this team. I mean, these are guys, I mean, like, you know Stamkos and you know Yossi and these guys come together and make it happen and then just get to the playoffs so we can have a party in this town.
I would love it. I would love it if that could happen. By the way, Thomas on a car phone says he's watching on his Zune. Remember Zune?
No, I don't.
Wasn't it the Microsoft thing? Zoom? I remember it was like an iPod.
Oh, okay.
Kind of thing.
So. Well, I'm trying to get a nice little shot of Vegas through the laptop because nobody wants to see me.
Yeah.
And
Well, you've got some nice shots.
Indirectly, I did. So thank you.
You have accomplished that.
So thank you. I've done that, yes, as well. Okay. Yeah, that's it. Thanks for watching.
The key for the Predators is going to be Saros, the scoring of the guys that need to score, and then you got to get some secondary in there too. And they did all those things last night.
Yeah. Look, Saros is the key.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that's the key. You got a goaltender who's elite, at least in my limited knowledge of hockey, that can really win games, stand on his head, and make things go for the hockey team. So last year was a bad year for him. We get all that, but last year was last year. So now we're focused on this year and making it happen and turning out to be yourself an elite goaltender.
I think for me, I'm just glad that they were able to win the first one, because if we were sitting here today going, well, they lost.
Here we go.
It puts everybody in a better mood that now, for this week, we have talked about a Titans win and a Predators win.
Can I ask you a question?
You just did.
What size is your foot?
14.
It's the biggest foot I've ever seen.
Yeah, they're big.
I mean, it's like not just big. They're like wide. I think you are Bigfoot. I think you're Sasquatch. I think you got somehow.
I'm not hairy enough.
Yeah. If you were Bruce Matthews hairy, you would be Sasquatch.
Yeah.
You have the best of big. I mean, you could actually put that foot down and be in California and Nevada at one time.
Yeah. It's big. Pause.
Good Lord. All right. I'm looking at the computer, and there it is. So I'm curious about that. So there we have it.
You're looking at big things on the computer?
I'm looking at, like, the stream. I'm trying to get the stream and make sure the view looks good. Good Lord. I'm going to go eat. I'm going to find Mike at Circa. I'm just going to eat and do all that and get it done. Yeah. It's funny because time changes screw me up. Because in Nashville right now, it's 2:25. Here it's 12:25. And I was like, hey, we're going to go out there at 3. I'm like, is that Nashville or Vegas time? Oh, that's Vegas time. Oh, wait, that's Nashville time. And everything gets confused, and nobody knows what's going on. So just live in the moment and live where you are. Live in the present.
I was right. Thank you, Thomas. It was Microsoft's version of the iPod. That's what it was.
Zune?
Zune, yeah.
Z-O-O-N.
Z-U-N-E.
Z-U-N-E.
Yeah.
And it didn't make it?
No. Because everybody had an iPod.
Okay, they try to be cool and get it on the iPod.
I think it came out. Did you have one? Yeah.
Zoom.
Okay. Over there at Hunter's Lane? When you were at Hunter's Lane? Oh, okay. After high school.
Fall State? I've never heard of Zoom in my life at all. So I'm learning things every day.
Michael in Madison says, one of my best friends is 6'7 and has a size 18 triple E.
Good Lord. That boats. For feet.
Yep.
Size 18 triple E. Good Lord, man.
Yep. Al, good Lord, here comes the big feet jokes. Sweet Moses.
No, there are no jokes. I'm just, look, it's a problem. Where do you buy your shoes?
A couple of different places, but it is difficult.
It is.
Can't be picky on what I want. And the wide shoe is a good thing too.
You're not going off Broadway getting size 7As.
No.
I mean, so yeah, that's. We are your full service show. We don't know what we're talking about, and we just have fun, and we have cool guests. That's it. That's all we do, and we also have a guy on the show, Chaser, who's got the best TikTok account in Tennessee.
That's true. That's you.
Yep. Thank you.
We were second. We ran second to Buck, which
it's fine.
We'll talk about that. Yep. But yeah, you had the best TikTok account.
Yeah, and the Nashville Scene Poll, which we didn't even know we were nominated for. So thank you all who voted. Because evidently a lot of people voted in this, we are extremely grateful for all who voted. Because when I told Chase this, he's like, huh? Are we nominated? I don't think we were nominated for anything. So we're lucky to get that. So thanks for all for enjoying my TikTok, which I really don't know why. You had the reactions. It's like, wait, you got a TikTok?
I don't have a TikTok.
I'm with you every day. And you had, I was like, no, I just post nonsense over there. But look, if it makes you laugh, makes you feel good. You know, we love our mental health message to help people out. We're one of you, man. We're an extension of our audience. We're here for you guys. This is as much show your guys' show as it is ours.
We're an inside joke, and everybody's invited.
Yeah, like
That's how it works.
Can you zip this till 3 o'clock so we can eat? Do you have the power to do that?
No.
Come on, man.
I can try. I mean, we could just let Dr. Crane talk, you know, for 30 minutes.
Hey, Dr. Crane, how was the game last night?
It was definitely a barn burner. It was 7-6 for a final.
Who won?
Lawson. They broke the 25-year streak, is what Coach Lilly was saying.
How did Jake do? Do I still have a job, or are my Fridays open now?
No, you still have a job. I mean, Jake did a fine job along with Coach Spears, but nobody can replace Chase McCabe.
Okay. By the way, did I see Antioch beat FRA?
Yes.
64-62, right?
A crazy game. Andre Adams, the quarterback, had 9 touchdowns again.
Good Lord.
489 total yards. I believe his younger brother that's a freshman got a touchdown as well. I mean, Arsente Broom has that team clicking on all cylinders.
That was at Antioch, right?
Correct.
Good Lord. That's a 64-62.
Don't quote me on this, but at the start of the fourth quarter, they were up like 42 to I think like 29 or something. Like it was, it didn't look close. And then somebody told me this morning it was like 64-62.
So who,
I was like,
who
holy
was
cow.
Up? Antioch was up?
Yeah, Antioch was leading the majority of the game.
And then FRA battled back.
That is correct.
Dr. Crane, your game, was it 7? Did they score early or did somebody score late?
It was early, yeah. Lawson High School, they got a nice little throw over the middle for like 35 yards. I believe it was Jalen Hill, the wide receiver. And it was 7-0 the majority of the game. And then I think it was late third quarter, early fourth quarter. Jonathan Fredericks, the quarterback, ran it in for 2 yards, I believe.
And they missed the extra point?
Blocked the extra point.
That's even better. Yeah. I like when things get blocked like that. Where was the game last night?
It was at Hillsboro.
Wow, the field looks – they did a great job on the field over there.
They did. It was, I think, the first grass field that I've actually walked on this year, minus all the metro schools getting all the turf. So it was kind of a breath of fresh air.
Well, I love it. I mean, I went and saw Chase and you guys do the East at Stratford game. Thank you, Metro Nashville Public Schools, for putting money back into Metro Nashville Public Schools, because those kids deserve turf fields. They deserve the best. They deserve best uniforms. They deserve best locker rooms. Metro Nashville needs to step up and help these kids out, and they're doing that with a lot of help. But I love the fact that these kids can take pride in having the turf fields and the nice stadiums. That makes me very, very happy.
Yes, 100%. 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We are live in Las Vegas. Oh, this is good. Here at the Circa, here at Stadium Swim. We'll have more coming here on 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game, here on this Friday. Dr. Crane, how long was the song playing?
A good bit. I was like, where'd they go? They go to the bathroom? Yep. I mean, it wasn't more than 30 seconds. It was close.
Oh, it's a good song.
We took the headset, and just the headset sitting by me, and I'm just taking in the views. And D-Mace will be here joining DVD coming up in about 30 minutes live from the pool. You can hear the music in the background. I'm going to go get in the pool. I'm just telling you right now. That's happening.
All right, well.
I think the stream needs a Chase and Big Joe dip in the pool session.
I don't know. We'll there'll be some video content for the socials. So we will.
Off the high dive.
There's no high dive, but these are more like chilling pools.
But remember, everybody, there's a restroom 5 feet from you. Just remember that.
Yeah, yep. That's great advice. That is great advice. We will have that, and you know, I think we're gonna go check out UNLV tomorrow.
Dan Mullen and UNLV taking on Air Force. And I'll tell you what, you haven't seen it, and our friend from the Unathletic hasn't seen it. When's the last time you saw a true wishbone team?
It's been a minute. Right? You're excited about that.
I'm excited to watch an Air Force. I said years ago Vanderbilt should have run the wishbone. Look, teams that aren't talented run the wishbone and do a great – I mean, you could tell me Navy has had the most talent in the last 25 years. They just execute the wishbone to perfection. Now, when you get behind, you're done. You don't want to get behind. When you get the wishbone, I'm telling you, when Alabama ran it in the 70s, when Oklahoma ran it in the 80s, Jamel Holloway running that, Charles Thompson running the wishbone. I told you, the greatest quarterback I ever faced in my life, Tracy Ham at Georgia Southern. The ham bone. He ran the wishbone. We ended up going to Canada, having a great career. MTSU fans know about Tracy Ham in the 80s running that offense to perfection. It is – everybody runs a spread now, and you can defend the spread. I get that. But, man, when you run the wishbone, everybody has a position. Everybody has an area. Everybody has a gap. one guy gets out of that gap, they score a touchdown. So you can run that wishbone, and Air Force runs that wishbone. Be a lot of fun tomorrow.
All right, we're going to do a little picking bets with Chaser right now. UNLV is a 6.5-point favorite tomorrow. I like the running Rebs.
It's good. They're a good team. They're one of the top power group of five teams.
The total on that is 64. UNLV Air Force.
That's a tough one to get a wishbone.
Music City Bets likes the under in that one.
I'm with him.
All right. Earlier we brought up Arkansas, Tennessee. The total in that game 69. Nice. I'm going to say over.
What was the Notre Dame score? Like 56 to 13 or something? And the Vegas knows.
We know Heupel's going to put up some points, but I think Petrino's going to try to as well.
Nope. That's a terrible Arkansas team. And I think Heupel gets it all out of the system in the first half, and they cruise.
So you like the under.
I think Tennessee wins. Like, look, they could have beaten UAB 84 to nothing, which I wish they would have, and get rid of Trent Dilfer. But I think Tennessee wins just like 49 to 14. And just make sure the offense is executing. Don't show Alabama a lot of stuff if you don't have to. Just use your regular offense. Get the win. There's some backups in there and get out. I think Tennessee wins 49, like 17. I don't think they get over the under. I don't think they care. I just think they want to get the offense, make sure it executes good, and get out.
8586 says Air Force by 8. Interesting. All right, here's what I like tomorrow. I will say I'll lay the 12 with Tennessee. I'm tempted on Missouri, but I think Alabama wins.
Yeah, I think it's closer than a lot of people think.
Yeah, I think 3 is a good number there. So give me the Crimson Tide. I think there's going to be a beatdown in Baton Rouge with LSU.
Where are they playing?
South Carolina.
They have to. That's a must-win game for both teams.
Yeah. Yeah. So give me go Tigers. Give me the Tigers. I got a home dog for you.
Okay.
Coach Prime. Getting 3 at home against Iowa State.
Iowa State's reeling a little bit. That's not a bad one.
Give me the Buffaloes.
All right. I gave them to
Music
you.
City Bets doesn't like it. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like it.
He doesn't like ice cream either, so.
It hurts his tummy.
It does. Tummy.
See if there's anything else. What about the Red River? I think Oklahoma.
Texas.
That's going to be a pick'em, probably.
Well, Texas playing Power Four schools are terrible. Ohio State and Florida. I get that. Ohio State's really good. I understand that. But that Florida game was really bad. Arch is bad. And I think Oklahoma, Venables is a good head coach, but a good defensive coordinator when he was at Clemson. I think they devised a game to put the ball in Arch Manning's hand a lot. Let him try to beat him. Arch Manning can't do that. I go Oklahoma.
On the plains at Jordan Air, the oldest rivalry in the South, Georgia and Auburn.
I think it's really close. This is a must-win game almost for Hugh Freeze because if he does, he can call the dogs off, no pun intended. But I think Georgia's a really, really good football team. They went through the motions last week versus Kentucky. They should have beat Alabama. They dropped touchdown pass. They didn't convert on 4th and goal down there inside the 10. So I'm going Georgia. There's a better team.
Home dogs bark louder. Woof, woof, woof.
Oh, God.
I think Auburn covers. I think it's like Georgia can win by 3, but you take that 3.5.
So it's like 20-18?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Just some thoughts.
Something like that.
Just some thoughts. Titans on Sunday. What do we think?
What's that, 4.5?
Yep.
I know you guys like betting. I get all that. But I want to win, you know.
I think they win. I know they – I I'm not basing that on a fluky – I think in a battle of crappy teams, Tennessee might be a little less crappier than the Raiders.
I think Vegas really, really, really needs this game. They're 1-4.
Well, so do the Titans.
I know, but they're at home. They haven't played well here. And I think they'll just give enough to get it done. Remember, the Titans were awful for 3 quarters last week. Just awful. That 4th quarter, something clicked on them. Can that click for a full 4 quarters? I don't think it can. And I know the Raiders know that Cam is starting to turn it just a tad bit, and I'd send the town after him on Sunday and put the ball in other guys' hands.
All right, a couple of other NFL games that I'm curious
keeping
about.
Keeping your eye on.
Seahawks and Jags. I think that when I looked earlier, that was a pick.
Where's that game?
Jacksonville.
All right, I like it good for Jacksonville because they don't have to travel in a short week.
I really like what the Jags are doing right now, but I'm worried about a letdown game coming off Monday night.
I don't think they realize they're good enough yet to have a letdown.
Okay.
Go back and watch that locker room celebration after the game. They love him. And that's a team that's got something going. Now, if this game was in Seattle, I'd go Seahawks.
Give me the Jags.
Yeah.
Colts are a 7-point favorite at home against the Cardinals. I think the Colts are for real. I mean, I wasn't feeling that way earlier in the week, but I don't know. I guess the Cardinals, they might be.
So this is where Vegas gets you.
Yeah.
So you look at this game like, oh, man, the Cardinals, they blew it. They're upset. They got beat. Cardinals win that game. I think that's how it always flips.
Seven seems like too much.
Yeah, but think about that. You got to think about the Cardinals. All right, you lost that game. What did Mike from Circa say? That was the most bizarre fourth quarter he's ever seen. We all say the same thing. Now you think, well, Arizona's reeling from that. Colts are good. They're at home.
I'll take the points. I'll take the points on that one.
What are the points?
Let's take the 7 points.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you another one, and everybody's going to probably disagree with this. I'm crazy. Give me the 5.5 with the Browns in Pittsburgh.
Why are you doing that? TJ Watt's going to make it miserable for Dylan Gabriel.
I
told you after the first week, we watched them beat the Jets, and I said, oh, Aaron Rodgers, he's got a little something there in Pittsburgh. And they're playing really, really good. They had the bye week. They're rested. Cleveland's in disarray because they – look, what's going to happen when Dylan Gabriel goes 4-for-14 with an interception?
Yeah.
Put him in. Yeah. Put him in. That takes your focus off the game.
Well, he's not even – we don't even know if he's the backup. By the way.
There's only two quarterbacks on the team.
Yes, Shador is the backup now.
Okay, he is. Yeah, okay.
They're down to two quarterbacks.
The Packers are a 14-point favorite at home against Cincinnati. That is unreal in the NFL.
Wow.
A two-touchdown favorite.
The most I've ever heard in the NFL was Peyton's last year at Denver. Jacksonville was awful, and Denver was a 19-point favorite. I don't remember if they covered or not. It's a lot of points in the National Football League, especially with the back door on these teams. No, stay away from it, man.
All right. There you go.
Why are you listening to me? What's the Monday night game?
We got two of them. We got Bills at Falcons and Bears at Commanders.
Bills at Falcons. Why is Atlanta on national TV so much this year already?
I don't know.
That's another game.
I think the Bills big because they're pissed off for greatness.
I think the Bills needed that loss. And what's Daddy Vrabel? They took on the Saints. What's that?
3.5.
That's it?
Yep.
Where's the game?
New Orleans.
3.5?
Yep.
I'd bite that for the Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
Saints are awful. Right, Dr. Craig?
Oh, you like the Saints.
They're brutal.
Music City Bets likes the Saints.
I believe they do have Taysom Hill back. He was back last week, but he has a little factor into all that.
Yeah.
What about, is Rattler still the quarterback?
Yes.
Poison.
Yep.
Ah, man, I don't know about that. That's 3.5. Saints and the Bills, I mean, the Patriots, the big win. And Daddy got him to 3-2. All right, we'll see.
Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. Put a bow on this week. A reminder, we actually won't have a show on Monday because the Predators will be playing against the Ottawa Senators. I'll have pregame coverage probably from this exact spot starting at 11 o'clock on Monday as the Preds take on Ottawa. But coming up next, what day is it? Celebrity birthdays. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Wrapping things up on this Friday. DVD coming up in about 10 minutes. The injury report for the Titans: Blake Hance, Marcus Harris, Arden Key, Bryce Oliver, and Joey Sly are all out. Listed as questionable, wide receiver Van Jefferson, and tackle J.C. Latham, but all indications are Latham is going to play for the Titans against the Raiders on Sunday. I mean, look, you guys might get, Prochet's probably going to be the game day call-up again, but if Van Jefferson's questionable, do we get Restrepo?
Why are you doing this to me?
I'm just saying.
Why are you doing this to me? This team needs Restrepo in the worst way. Don't tease me with that.
D-Mace, he wants Restrepo. He wants the strep.
I want it. It's a hell of a lot better than the other guys that are out there doing it.
Yep. So we will see what happens there. With that, let's get to what day is it in celebrity birthdays.
All right. First on the list, we have National Love Your Hair Day. So shout out to the hair.
I do love my hair. What's left of it. Thanks.
Hug a Drummer Day is today. So if you know a drummer, give him a hug.
Did you say drummer or drunkard?
Drummer.
Because we'll probably do both out here this weekend.
Probably could. We have National Angel Food Cake Day. Delicious.
I love some angel food cake.
Delicious. National Stage Management Day is today. National Handbag Day is today. National Haunted House Day. Didn't know that was a thing. National Hug a Kevin Day. So if you know a Kevin, give him a hug.
I know a Richard Kevin. We'll give him a hug.
That works.
Kevin.
National Metric Day is today. So
no, we don't do that. We're Americans.
I know.
We don't do that.
I know. National Shift 10 Day. So whatever shifting 10 is. National Tic Tac Day is today.
What about National TikTok Day? Because a friend of mine.
Because
a friend of ours has the best TikTok in Nashville.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. National Tuxedo Day. Maybe we can make a TikTok about that. National Walk to the Park Day. Powers of 10 Day. Squid and Cuttlefish Day. Ooh, cuttlefish. National Naval Academy Day is today. Okay. And just a few more here. World Homeless Day. World Day Against the Death Penalty. Vet Nurse Day. World Mental Health Day. Celebrating that every day. Making sure everyone's okay. World Porridge Day, along with World Egg Day. So, there you go.
Joe might find a cuttlefish out here. Who knows?
Well done. World Mental Health. Thank you for doing that, Dr. Crane, because I had no idea. We'll make mention of that in just a moment. All right. Time for celebrity birthdays. Got to get your within two on either side of the birthday. Our first birthday, Chase, you go first. The greatest frontman in rock and roll history, David Lee Roth.
Ooh.
You will not argue with me on this, but he's the greatest frontman of all time. How old is David Lee Roth?
74.
77.
71. Bradley Whitford from West Wing. He was also in Billy Madison.
64.
66.
66, exactly.
Nice.
Dr. Crane, you go first on this one. Mario Lopez.
52.
47.
52, exactly.
Jeez. Okay.
On down. He does the voices for the Oscars and I think the Ken Burns documentary. Peter Coyote.
Who's first?
Oh, Chase, sorry.
71.
68.
84. Dr. Crane, you're first. Ben Vereen, the great actor.
69.
55.
79. Yeah. Chase, you go now. Tanya Tucker. Delta Dawn, what's that flower you got on?
70.
79.
67. Dr. Crane, you go. Julia Sweeney from SNL. She did the skit. She was Pat in SNL.
58.
61.
66. Chase, you go first. Author Nora Roberts.
You love her books.
I love her books.
64.
67.
75. Chase, you go. Lizzie Hale, the lead singer of Hailstorm.
Friend of 102.9 The Buzz. Lives in Nashville. Lizzie is 38.
32. 42. Dr. Crane's up 4-0. Dr. Crane, you go. The singer Maya, M-Y-A, Maya.
34.
28.
She's 46 years old. All right, sports birthdays real quick here. Chase, you go first. Brett Favre.
53.
63.
56. Chase, you go. Chris Pronger.
55.
58.
51. Dr. Crane, you go. How old is Dale Jr.?
Oh, it 52. Is Dale Jr.'s birthday.
How'd you say?
52.
He's 51.
51, Chaser. Yeah. Well done. Chase, you go here. Two left. Shane Doan, hockey player.
48.
44.
49. We've come down to the last birthday. I love this. I can't pronounce his name. Former Jacksonville linebacker Paul Posluszny.
Yeah.
Posluszny, whatever. Good linebacker for Jacksonville. Doctor Chase, you go first. Dr. Crane's up 4-3.
Forty-one.
52.
Ladies and gentlemen, luck be a lady tonight. Chase McCabe at the buzzer, 41 years old. He wins 5-4. My goodness. The assassin still reigns. Good job, Chaser.
Do we have a mashup today?
Indeed, sir.
All right, let's hit it. And a happy Friday, everybody. Welcome in, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Oh, how sweet it is.
Our dealer last night, a young man named Central, he was taking all of our money last night. And he had, I mean, he, you know, I want a dealer who engages, right?
Got your shoes off.
I did. Is that cool?
I guess, yeah. You're across the room. I'm good with that, man.
I know. I'm committing a foul. I'm wearing socks with, you know, my slides.
Air it out.
Yeah,
man.
I'm going to. I will.
It's
getting warm, so.
Cares you know, what your toes we'll, look like.
We'll do that.
I mean, you got talons. That's okay, though. I mean,
I do.
And then he kind of bred another guy underneath him to be the next kicker. He's really good. He kicked like 55 yarders in his sleep.
He did what?
Kicked 55 yard field goals in his sleep.
Guy underneath him? What? Dr. Crank, I'm calling.
Beneath him on the depth chart?
I love you. I think you're a great man. I think you missed this so bad.
No.
We will make fun of you. Dr. Crane, what would you give for just one play tonight versus NBA and Chris Sanders?
Oh, I'd do anything for it. I mean, if Chris Sanders lined up out wide, I would be in the slot right in the nickel, and I'd just clean his clock.
Okay, time out. First of all, you look bad in your uniform. That's number one.
Who would look worse, Dr. Crane or Dave Craig?
Dave Craig. There's no comparison.
Oh, well done, Dr. Crane.
I mean, Dr. Crane, you are the absolute best, man. We love you. Thank you. What a mashup.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy Vegas.
Thank you very much. That is going to do it for us. DVD coming up next. D-Mace will be here at Circa at Stadium Swim. We'll talk to you Tuesday because we got Preds on Monday.
Yeah, as we, Dr. Crane just told us, today's World Mental Health Day. And you know, on our show, look, we like to have a lot of fun, but deep down, we care about you guys, and mental health is the backbone of our show. We want you guys to be around. We tell you all the time that our world's a better place because you are here. We love you. If you need help, please reach out. You can do it quick on your cell phone. You can call or text 988. Somebody's always there. We just need you to talk to somebody. That's all we need for you to do. Again, we love you, and know this, more importantly, more than anything else in the world, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD next, 102.5 The Game.